We will now move to item number 11, safety issues at sea and their implications. In developing the agenda, Japan noted serious concern about the harassment directed against its JARPA 2 research vessels and added that an agenda be added under which this could be discussed. And at the same time, it indicated it would like to give a PowerPoint presentation and they may seek an adoption of a resolution or recommendation from the Commission discouraging this type of harassment. Then New Zealand indicated that it wanted to add an agenda item on search and rescue and environmental concerns in the Antarctic to the agenda. It noted that it would submit a short information paper, which it has, which is IWC 59/13. And when we met to discuss the agenda, it was agreed that it would seem more logical to split the discussion into three parts because it seemed to be separate. So we decided to have 11.1 is safety of vessels and crew, 11.2 interference with research, 11.3 environmental concerns. And when we met with the private commissions on Sunday, there was support for Japan and New Zealand making their presentations and then to structure the commission discussions under the three sub-items. And so there are three documents that are relevant to this discussion. As I mentioned earlier, IWC 59/13, Search and Rescue and Environmental Issues in the Antarctic. IWC 59/16, Safety Issues at Sea and the Implications. And thirdly, IWC 59-25, a draft resolution from Japan and New Zealand on safety at sea and protection of the environment. So I would first like Japan to make its presentation. This will be followed by New Zealand, and then we will ask one of them to introduce the draft resolution. And we'll decide at that time whether we should just discuss the issue separately or in three parts. So with that, I turn the floor over to Japan.